morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working with the industry to provide value-added opportunities for wheat producers. One way to do that is by supporting the Wheat Improvement Team and the wheat breeding efforts of Oklahoma State University. Wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver says he's got some varieties in the pipeline that have the potential of offering superior quality characteristics.
I feel pretty good about this next lineup. There's a couple that really stand out for quality that I feel like we ought to separate those. They ought to go through a different supply chain so that the quality that's in those varieties can be captured by the miller, but also the producer who's producing that quality can be rewarded for it at a higher price.
And President of U.S. Wheat Associates Vince Peterson says there are countries out there willing to pay for high quality if we can deliver it.
Our place in the world no longer is a big bulk wheat supplier. We are targeting the more sophisticated markets, those that are asking for more and willing to pay for more as well.
To learn more about the efforts of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, go to okwheat.org.
The opening shots were fired in the U.S. House Wednesday over the House GOP's 2018 farm bill that Republicans hoped to squeak through on a straight party line vote. No surprises on this one. The fireworks started immediately as House Ag and Rules Committee Democrat James McGovern called the farm bill, quote, disgusting, and sought unsuccessfully to block even debate on it. Listen.
This farm bill is a bad policy, plain and simple. It is bad for the millions of working families, children, older adults, and other vulnerable Americans who will be kicked off of SNAP or see their benefits reduced.
Rules Committee Republican Rob Woodall of Georgia refuted McGovern's charge the states would have an unfunded mandate to train able-bodied adult SNAP recipients.
At a time when we have more jobs available to be filled in America than ever before in American history, whether it's a burden to say if you want to receive a federal benefit, that being food stamps, that you should try to find a job first.
Debate continues for the rest of the week on the farm bill and numerous amendments, including contested riders that would impact the sugar program, crop insurance subsidies, and impose new payment limits on farm managers. GOP votes were still in question for Friday passage. The Senate Ag Committee, meantime, could start writing its farm bill next week, prompting reporters to ask USDA Chief Sonny Perdue, what if a final bill's not done by the time the 14 bill expires on September 30th?
Then usually we'll extend the current farm bill for another year, continue to debate and negotiate over the provisions of the farm bill. That creates a lot of problems, obviously, administratively with USDA and the Farm Service Agency, but it also creates more problems for farmers that don't have a consistent planning mechanism for the years going forward.
President Trump is said to be considering to veto a farm bill that lacks new GOP SNAP work requirements. A more bipartisan Senate farm bill is not expected to include that to avoid a Democratic filibuster. Senate Agriculture Chairman Pat Roberts recently told the Hagstrom Report that the Senate should be ready to announce a markup date next week. Senator Amy Klobuchar, a Democrat from Minnesota who sits on the Senate Ag Committee, predicts the committee will have a product ready in June for consideration. Klobuchar said this week that the Senate Ag Committee members are working together on a bipartisan basis, in contrast with the House Agriculture Committee. She also noted that House Agriculture Ranking Member Colin Peterson has said he supports the Senate bipartisan effort. Democrats in the House have refused to support the Republican-led effort in the chamber because of changes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. You've got farm news on Ron.
Our next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 17th from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction starts 8 a.m. Central Time, featuring 6,450 yearling steers, 6,350 wean calves, and more. For information, go to the website SuperiorLivestock.com or call us 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.